Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise the Lord that you're able to make time in your schedule to be with me this day as we begin another week's worth of broadcasting on this station. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name and want you to know we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Well, let me share a scripture that I've always loved, found in Psalm 102. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, this is a day when the Lord is building up Zion, and he's appearing in his glory. His glory is being manifest in the earth, in the congregation of the Lord. It's being manifest in our own lives. It's an exciting and wonderful time to be alive. And no matter how long you may have walked with the Lord, our daily walk is a continual growth in knowledge, in wisdom, and in the revelation of Jesus Christ. That no matter how long you serve the Lord, there's always some new thing to learn. There's always a new revelation, a new aspect of a familiar truth, of a foundational principle that you've never looked at before or laid hold of or grasped. So it's exciting to share the things of the Lord and the Word of God. And we just want to look this week at what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, that He has legally authorized us to transact business in His name. Think of that. He is the head of the church, and He calls us, the individual members of His church, His body. And just like a head, our own head, in which resides the brain, gives the nerve impulses to the parts of our body so that we can respond, we can move, we can walk as we will. So the Lord is directing His body to carry on His mission, to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand, to do the same works that Jesus did. Remember what He said in Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the pure, to the poor, the opening of the prison to them that are bound." He has called us in a similar fashion, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon those who have said yes to God, that are aware that they are living epistles sent forth by the Lord to proclaim the gospel of the good news. And beloved, I want to tell you, there's no good news today outside of the gospel. As you look at world events, as you hear what's going on in the world today, in the nation, it can get very depressing and discouraging, but the gospel is good news, and the gospel has such potency in it that if we will obey the Lord, it has the power even to change the events and the circumstances of the times in which we live. Jesus said to occupy until I come. Now, I don't know about you, but if you listen to a lot of the end time scenarios, the forces that are worked to set up the New World Order and the One World Government and the One World Church, and the behind the scenes things that are occurring to prepare for the advent of the Antichrist, and I believe that there's going to be actually a physical Antichrist coming on the world scene, that as you hear all of these things, I don't know about you, but you can almost, one can be overwhelmed, a sense of helplessness, of hopelessness, of despair, of impotence, and God, while it may be overwhelming, like what can one little person do? Well, even though we may not see one another face to face, we can unite in the Spirit. Because if we all are agreeing with Jesus, we'll have the mind of Christ. And that means we will be united in the Spirit. We can be praying and decreeing and declaring God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so it's not for us to just fold our hands or sit down and feel that we're helpless in the face of certain inevitable prophetic events that must occur. Because even though God has a timeline, even though certain things as written and declared in the Word are going to come to pass, yet there is a great ability within us or within that framework to be able to continue to proclaim the gospel, to continue to live for Jesus, to continue to bring glory to His name, to see souls brought into the kingdom of God, to do the works and minister those greater works that Jesus spoke of. And so we've been given the key of David. We've been given authority, and it is for us to say, yes, Lord. We're not just going to lay down and let the devil roll over us, but we can stand up. And while it's good to be active, it's good to have express our faith in acts of service, to become involved in the community, in the workplace, wherever God would lead us, yet we always must remember that the victories are won in the Spirit. It's not by marches and demonstrations, I believe, but it is by breaking down strongholds in the heavenlies, by binding the strong man, by doing the work in the Spirit in prayer and in believing God and in simple faith that God wants to do what He said. He's not willing that any should perish. And I really, truly believe there's coming a great outpouring of the Spirit of God in these last days. It's already occurring in various places in the nation, in this earth, but we're going to see it in an ever-increasing fashion, I believe. The gospel of good news preached with signs and wonders following. Now, let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 29. And He said specifically there, "How can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" In verses 27 and 28, just preceding that, Jesus is talking about demon spirits. The emissaries of the devil, the workers of Satan, are those who carry on his work in this earth. They're his angels or his servants, as it were. And Mark 3 and 27 says, "No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." Now, Jesus gives us the authority and the power to do this. And the wonderful thing about this, it's not based on any criterion that, you know, you have to serve the Lord or be mature in God. You have to walk with God for about 10 years and then you'll have this kind of authority. That's how things work in the world. But the youngest believer by faith has that spiritual authority. That person has been birthed by the Spirit of God. His spirit has been made alive. His body has been quickened. He's a new creature in Christ Jesus. And full legal rights of sonship are given to every individual. Man, woman, boy, child, girl, it doesn't matter. They've been given the full legal rights as sons. But whether or not we use those privileges depend on our understanding and the revelation of God's word in our lives. Now, He gives us this authority. The amazing thing is He's given us the keys of the kingdom. He said that to Peter, but He was saying that to every believer in Matthew 18:19 and 20, these are the words of Jesus. Verily, He was emphasizing this fact. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And that's a scriptural basis for when I invite you to send your prayer requests in. There's a great power in agreeing prayer. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. That's just a spiritual dynamic, a divine principle that operates when we act in obedience and move in obedience to the Lord. There's power in agreement, and Jesus just emphasized this here. Jesus, because of what he has done, when he laid down his life, he was raised from the dead on the third day, and he ascended after 40 days to be with his Father in heaven, and there he sat down at the right hand of God, and he assumed a position of, after the order of Melchizedek, he is our high priest. He is, if you will, our divine legal attorney. When someone gets in legal difficulties, one of the things they want the most is a good attorney who's had a good record of successes in arguing cases and is skilled at defeating their opponents. This is, you know, this is something, and generally these kind of attorneys, you know, obviously can raise very large salaries. But aren't you glad that Jesus is your legal attorney? He's the one who sits at the hand of the Father, the right hand of the Father, and he lives to make intercession for you and I. He prays for us. Praise God. So with all these wonderful concepts, we know of a certainty that deliverance is waiting for anyone who will come to Jesus Christ. And it's there if they would only humble themselves. That's a requirement. Humble yourself before the Lord, submit yourself to him, and then you can receive from his storehouse. The word of God is right, it is true, and it is eternal. And anything that differs from the truth of the Lord, any dogma, any creed that differs from the word of God is wrong. It's just that simple. Praise God. Well, this time today has just flown, and I pray that you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at this same time. It's wonderful. I just love and look forward to these times that we can share the word of the Lord, whatever God has for us. And some of these, you know, if you walk with the Lord for a while, some of these truths are very familiar, but we do need to grow in the revelation of it for our own lives. There's many of us have served the Lord for years, and yet we're not walking in victory. Why? Because we haven't implemented everything we already knew to do. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address. God bless you. I love you in the Lord, and I thank you for your faithful prayers and partnership with this ministry. God bless you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,